Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And with that, good afternoon. The Steelers back to 500. How are you today, Pittsburgh? 23-20 over those Seattle Seahawks, quarterback by the human bye week, Geno Smith. A slew of backup running backs and the worst defense in the NFL almost came in here and stole a win last night. The Steelers almost blew a two-touchdown lead. T.J. Watt, $114 million and $80-plus million guaranteed, saved the day. Chris Muller, Craig Riley, What's on Tap brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Lots of Steelers-Seahawks talk over the next 4 hours. I'm going to break my own rule today. I'm breaking the rule, Chris.
Which is,
I have vacillated all night, barely slept last night, so much to do. I think you can relate to that. Can't turn the brain off. You want to go to bed, but the game happened and, you know, it ends at midnight. You can't calm yourself down. You've got things you've got to write about. You've got things you've got to talk about the next day. You know what I'm saying? Can
Not
you relate
really.
To that? No?
No.
Okay.
I can't really turn the brain on. That's usually more of the problem in my case.
Fair enough. Craig, you don't have that problem. Your brain is always constantly spitting out parlay bets and prop bets that you like. And
I wish I could turn it off.
Bets.
I can't.
Yes, it's just a computer that is constantly coming up with things
to bet on.
Ching, ching, ching. Thank you. I want to come in here, okay? Like, the Andrew Filippone, fake it. Just try to be cheery and positive and, you know, let's go Steelers, 3-3, back at 500, bye week, and then the underachieving Browns next week on Halloween. That part of Andrew Filippone wants to say, a win is a win. You survived. You got the job done. You were 1-3 and left for dead, but you're in it now. You've got a week to exhale, figure some stuff out, and then you've got a huge game in a couple of weeks. But I don't know what this is about me. I don't know why I do this. But the realist in me, the overwhelming feeling that I have right now is dread. Because I just feel like we're on the road to some fool's gold thing where even if they win three in a row, they beat the Browns and sweep the Bears and Lions, I can't come
Which
away from that.
Which would be a five-game winning streak.
I can't come away from that game and feel good about the Steelers. Do you? I mean, you guys want to try to talk me into being more positive today?
Hold on. I'd love to hear it.
I'd love it.
You want me to talk you
Sometimes
into being
you do
more
that.
Positive?
Sometimes you do that, yes.
Not when they go in and play like a college-level defense and get shut out for most of the second half. I'm not going to be positive.
They didn't score a touchdown in the second half of the game.
A tutter,
yes.
As we like to say on this show.
I mean, does anybody, Craig, do you have anything uplifting? You can do that sometimes. Do you have...
I came away feeling good about them.
Okay, good.
Because my standard for them is to be sort of a fringe playoff team. And that's not how we usually view them. But what we saw last night is what fringe playoff teams do. They get into games they maybe shouldn't be in, but they walk away with a win, and you got to consider that a victory.
So you're the guy who goes out on a blind date, and because the girl doesn't throw a drink in your face and slap you, you say, well, it was a pretty good date. I had lowered expectations
going in. Set the bar low, Malzi.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's what the Steelers have been known for historically, and especially since Ben Roethlisberger got here, is low expectations and people just hoping they can scratch out 6-10 seasons and get better draft picks.
Well, that's what I said. We're not typically there, but that's where we were coming into this year. You guys had them out of the playoffs, right?
I had them at 8-9.
And now, maybe a fringe playoff team. So last night, that's what you saw.
Isn't 8-9 fringe playoff? Because what will the last playoff team be? 9-8, maybe? Could be 8-9. Last year, 7-9 got Washington in. 8-8 got the Bears in and Mitch Trubisky. So the expanded playoffs, I guess, opens up for mediocrity. I mean, even before that, 8-8 teams would once in a while make the playoffs. I don't know. Like, I just...
A lot depends on the team that's tied with them in the standings right now, so, which is the Browns. Because otherwise, if the Browns get their act together, I can see seven teams being clearly better than them.
In the positive pile, you have T.J. Watt, huge plays late. You have Cam Hayward, who balled out again, and you could tell in the second half, Seattle's game plan was, wherever he is, let's go in the opposite direction. He's that kind of game wrecker, and still, he would run down running backs and make plays. Alex Highsmith went against a guy that's gone, you know, all-pro, Pro Bowl, Dwayne Brown, and had his best game yet. He had a couple of sacks. Najee Harris only averaged 3.4 yards a carry, but like single-handedly put them in position to kick the field goal in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Freiermuth caught every ball that was thrown at him.
So did James Washington.
Trey Norwood made some plays as a seventh-round pick. Okay. Boswell makes long clutch kicks. Those are the positives. The negatives are you start the game against the worst defense in the NFL, and the first quarter was a waste of time for your offense. You punted the ball three times. You went three and out the opening possession. Ben missed a deep ball to Deontay Johnson that probably was a touchdown if he makes a better throw. So the offense takes the first quarter off. They get their act together in the second quarter. Great. Defense comes out of halftime, and you let Alex Collins, DJ Dallas, and Travis Homer shove it down your throat. And I've got to watch three guys who the Steelers invested first-round picks or traded first-round picks for. Devin Bush, Minka Fitzpatrick, and Terrell Edmonds suck. So that's like the overwhelming negative. You kick a field goal, Seattle gets the ball back, and you let them drive the ball downfield to kick a field goal to tie the game with Geno Smith. It should never have been that close. Never, ever, ever. When you're up 14-0 against that team, if Russell Wilson plays, who wins the game, Craig?
Oh, the Seahawks,
right?
Running away.
So I just can't. I want to get excited. I'm happy that they didn't lose, because then I would have said fire everyone. But that's not a game that gives me optimism or hope moving forward. I don't know.
The Seahawks, are they a good football team as currently constructed?
No, they're not. They can't be. They have a terrible defense and a backup quarterback.
Okay, you can be not good and still not be bad per se. Are they a bad football team as currently constructed?
They're 2-4.
Are they a bad football team?
I think they are right now, yeah.
A bad football team came in here in prime time when the Steelers are supposed to always handle their business and probably could have walked out with a win but for one or two splashy plays. So why should anybody feel good? Well, they're 3-3. That's good.
Because it beats the alternative. That's the only way I can...
Oh, wonderful.
That's the only way I can spin it.
Oh, that's great.
Because if they lose, it's over. I mean, if they lose that game...
It beats the alternative is the weakest reason to feel good. We're not talking about life or death here. Hey, I was in a car accident, but I'm not dead. It beats the alternative. I have 3 years of rehab ahead of me. Beats the alternative of being dead. We're talking about a football team that isn't very good, whose fans want to believe that they just sat up like the Undertaker in a WWE match with their second straight win.
But I think you did tweet that out during the game last night.
Yeah, I just wanted to give the people some hope. That's why I'm wearing my gold Steeler hat here. That's not at all a Montour baseball
hat. Wait a minute. Since when do you do that?
When I want to throw them off the scent.
So on Twitter, you wanted to be nice, and then you wanted to come in here and...
Twitter doesn't matter. So yes, I wanted to come in here and tell them the truth, which is that the Steelers are 3-3, not very good, and that there isn't much reason for optimism. Because if the Browns could get their heads out of their collective rear ends by the time they see the Steelers... They will probably win that football game.
But I don't think they will.
If they start Case Keenum, they will.
But I don't even think that really matters. Do you? I mean, like...
The Steelers and the Browns are two teams at 3-3, and with a big game coming up in 13 days, they will be jockeying for, if the Steelers have everything break their way, that final playoff spot.
But I don't know about that, though. Because I think one of the big takeaways from yesterday watching football all afternoon while we waited for Sunday night...
Which is
the stupidest song. Because you don't sit around waiting for the game.
I played
you just
golf
watch
yesterday. Like, I didn't even sit around. Oh. I didn't wait for Sunday night. I was just trying to beat the darkness.
I just watched other games. That song would make sense for Monday night football, wouldn't it? There's nothing else. You're stuck working and grinding out the day.
It does actually make a lot more sense for Monday.
Because it's all by itself.
There's not a very catchy way to write, though, waiting all day. It's like, so you're doing other stuff and keeping yourself occupied till Sunday night.
I mean, Sundays are glorious. You get like
So you're eating food you want to eat and drinking beer, waiting for Sunday night.
Yeah, you're betting on the 1 o'clock games.
So you're getting pissed off when 60 Minutes comes on at the end of the late local game Sunday night.
Yeah, there's 35 minutes between, I think the Dallas-New England game ended at like 8 o'clock. You wait 20 minutes for Sunday night
football. So you're chuckling at Mike Florio's updates on Sunday night.
So, one of the big takeaways from me from yesterday, I don't know what's going on with this mic. I can't get it to stay in the place that I want it to. If you're watching on 93.7thefan.com, you see me keep moving this.
I tried to tighten
both of these. Nothing's working. The Ravens blew out the Chargers, and the Bengals went into Detroit and won convincingly. And so, from Craig's perspective of, hey, they're alive. They've got a pulse. And I would agree with that. Like, the Steelers did not write the obituary. We did not have the tombstone engraved last night, which could have happened if they lost that game. But now this Browns thing in 2 weeks, which I am excited for, and it does give us a game to talk about and look forward to. If they had lost, it wouldn't feel that way. The thing that's problematic is that's now a game for third place. And so
that's the real noteworthy thing here. You went in, and I'm not going to do this to shame you in picks because I picked the same thing in our picks against the spread. You thought Detroit was not only going to cover, they were going to beat the Bengals. I thought they might lose a close game. The Bengals went in there and thumped in a game where they easily could have tripped over their own feet.
Did anybody predict that?
Shut
just
up.
I want to check.
Because we're just waiting. Because I'm just, for as much as I love Joe Burrow, I'm still waiting for the Bengals
to do
Bengals
things. Yeah, but what if it
doesn't
get here?
That's what I mean, Chris.
The Steelers, the best thing you could say about the Steelers right now, let me clarify something, is that they're, yes, two games behind the Bengals because they've only seen them once and they're one game behind the standings and there's the tiebreaker. The best thing you can say is they have just, if you're one of those people whose takeaway from last night is, a win is a win no matter how you get it. The Ravens are 5-1, but they had to beat Detroit on a 66-yard field goal, or they had to come up with a miracle comeback to beat the Colts, right? Yep. A win is a win. The best thing you can say about the Steelers right this second, if that is how you approach any NFL season, Pollyanna, whatever you want to call it, glass half full, they are two games behind Baltimore and tied with Cleveland and haven't played either one of those teams yet. If you're one of those people that says, well, hey, they always play Lamar Jackson tough, and the Browns is the Browns, which looks to be like a trash fire right now. They have four games against two teams they are trying to chase down, and they can make up ground quickly if you really believe that they have the stuff to do it. The real referendum, though, the real question is, do they have the stuff to do it? And I don't know how you can watch Devin Bush running in there like a somebody should give him one of those red capes. He's a freaking matador out there. Okay, helmets don't have horns coming out of them. Getting gored.
The guy...
They got cooked. Let's be honest about what happened. Knowing Geno Smith couldn't throw the football, or they weren't going to let Geno cork them downfield, the DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, which should have been everyone's big worry, that they like use the Joe Flacco offense to sneak out a win here. They come out at half, Alex Collins and that offensive line, and Carroll is talking to Michelle Tafoya about wanting to run the ball, and I'm about to snicker and send out a tweet about how stupid that is because they've got a pass.
Conservative thinking down two touchdowns.
And they run the freaking ball down the Steelers' throat to the point where Bill Cowher was probably throwing up in that luxury box, not because of how good the alcohol was, but because of what he was watching on the field.
How did he get from CBS there so fast?
Private jets? I mean, New York's like a, what,
45-minute
flight?
He was on at halftime for Cowboys-Patriots, I thought.
Okay, but, I mean, 45-minute flight right to the airport?
Did the jet pick him up at CBS Studios and drop him off? Like, did he parachute into Heinz Field? That would have been cool.
So halftime of that game, he gets whisked away to an airport, right?
At like 5:30.
Okay. Gets onto a plane, presumably doesn't have to check through anything.
Okay, so like 6 o'clock.
45 minutes, New York to Pittsburgh?
6:45.
Okay.
Fights through traffic? Does he get a police escort?
Fights through traffic? You just put the blinkers on and tell old Coach Cowher to come on down. Or they took the Southern Expressway maybe and then cut around somehow.
Well, I think even if you got out of bed this morning and went to work and you're feeling like Craig did, which is, hey, They're 3-3. They've won two in a row. You take a win any way you can get it, right?
Correct.
How do you reconcile the way that two of their most important players on defense have completely lost it this year?
You don't.
How do you reconcile Bush, and how do you reconcile Minka? We knew that Edmonds sucked. So did the team. They didn't pick up his option. But how do you, as you...
You rationalize Bush's by saying he's still coming back from a knee injury, which I'm done with, man. Knee injuries don't make you averse to contact, which is what he looks like. Not only does he not look explosive, he looks like he doesn't want to hit anybody, which is odd. I mean, does anybody disagree with that? I'm not questioning the guy's toughness, but something is up there. Collins' first touchdown run, Devin Bush, he's diving for the goal line, so it's not like a position where the running back, right, is going to deliver punishment, correct?
Yeah.
And Devin Bush, like, did what I would do or something in that situation and kind of nudged him in the shoulder.
I mean, his head is so far up his rear end, he almost ran the wrong way.
Wrong way, Devin. I mean, if he had either run the wrong way and Metcalf had not, like, been, like, the boogeyman scaring him back to the right direction, that would have been an all-timer. He almost fumbled. I mean, you can't – the one that's harder to reconcile for me, believe it or not –
Bush looked like in the movie Little Giants where he's going to the wrong end zone. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing, bro?
Correct.
Hayward.
Correct.
What a shot across the bow.
But I mean, I think it's hard for me to actually decide which of these is worse. But, like you talk about Minka and Bush looking really bad and having totally lost it. I guess I'll say Bush looks worse for two reasons and why it's more disheartening. They're going to face, I just said they're going to face the Browns and the Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. He's the kind of dude you would really want in those games. They both like to run the ball at you. You'd think you need a dynamic player there to try to stop that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Spillane looks like he'll be more valuable in at least one of those, you know, matchups against Cleveland. My point is this, though. We've at least seen Minka before, since he got traded for, come in and be awesome. Like, you know it's in there somewhere. The ability to make big plays on the football and turn games. They traded up 10 spots. Something you should only do for a quarterback, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a franchise-level pass rusher. Yep. But even then, I'm skeptical. They traded up 10 positions to get an off-ball linebacker who has at no point in his career been the best player or even remotely close to it, top four on his own defense. Devin Bush is good at one thing, it seems, being around the football when it falls on the ground because somebody else did the hard work. That's it.
Or blitzing up the middle where he's unblocked and is able to get to a quarterback.
Guess who I could have gotten to do that for me? Bince Williams,
yeah.
Who was better at it than Devin Bush, who was also better against the run.
I hear you. The Minka Fitzpatrick did it in 2019, so he can do it in 2021. Falls on deaf ears for me. He looks like Mike Mitchell out there.
He has Devin Bush disease. They both aren't. They're both just arm tackling
guys
and trying to jog by.
He can't tackle right now. Gerald Everett went for 40-plus yards because he couldn't make a routine tackle. He's going for ankle tackles on guys and completely whiffing. I get there's some luck to the turnovers that he forced a couple of years ago. The ball gets batted in the air. He's Johnny on the spot, right place, right time. There was a lot of that. That's hard to replicate year in and year out. What I demand out of Minka Fitzpatrick, if he really is this great safety that needs a huge payday, can you at least look like Trey Norwood? When there's an opportunity to make a tackle, do it. When the ball is thrown in your direction and you're in coverage, you don't have to make the interception every time, but make sure the guy, A, doesn't complete the ball, and if somehow he does, tackle him right there so there's no yards after the catch.
Minka's in his third year? Fourth year in the league, right?
Yeah, because he had a rookie year in Miami, got traded in his second year.
All right, I would like
he's
for
He's up for
him,
a contract. He thinks he's going to get the... He said, I was watching TJ Watt, I'm getting the guaranteed money,
for
just
a completely
like him,
different. It's funny, we had two quote-unquote marquee safeties in yesterday's game, and for different reasons, they proved why they're, in Jamal Adams' case, not worth the money he already got.
Ball hit him right in the face mask.
Yeah, I can't even call it a drop. Ben threw his best throw of the night, a laser beam right into the visor.
That was great.
That you want to talk about true shades of Mike Mitchell? It's Jamal Adams being so gung-ho to deliver a hit, he gets hit in the face by football.
That was awesome.
The game's probably going the other way. He might score a touchdown.
And then what do you say? Top in the nation?
Top dog or whatever? Like the best in the nation?
With PFF, right? Ranking like 65th right underneath it.
That was funny.
I want Minka Fitzpatrick, a four-year veteran of the NFL, to take lessons from Trey Brown, who's a fourth-round pick in this year's draft, who delivered. If you are one of those old-school 70s Steelers fans, I know Trey Brown's a Seahawks player. How do you not love on 3rd-and-3 Him coming up and putting like a perfect flush form tackle right on Ray McLeod, just as a football fan who likes stuff done the right way. That was, aesthetically speaking, just independent of who I want to see win a game, that was as pleasing a play as you'll watch, because it's what the Steelers don't do.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Let's take calls next. Do you feel better about the Steelers, better or worse, after watching last night's
game? Don't lie. Be honest.
Truth serum. We can't actually inject you with it. Do people still get injected with it? Does it exist?
What's I assume that's something you only like that only happens.
And why isn't
like,
it used more?
You know, no, I think that's something that happens in the movies and or at like those sites no one talks about.
But why wouldn't we? Anytime you went into a courtroom, why wouldn't you just get injected?
Bam! Truth serum, baby. Right? But then it wouldn't work on the Craig Rileys of the world who have the theory it's not a lie if you believe it.
You just got to convince yourself.
Steelers win in overtime. How are you feeling about them now? They're 3-3. Yippee. That's good. They're back in the race. They're tied with the Browns. But how about the way the game went down? You almost blow a 2-touchdown lead. You get the ball run down your throat. The offense was awful in the first quarter and didn't score a touchdown in the second half.
Bunch of first-round picks, can't tackle
anybody. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Devin Bush, feeling better or worse about the Steelers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.